Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Blue Gate Fields by Anne Perry, narrated by Davina Porter. This work is copyrighted 1984 by Anne Perry. This recording is copyrighted 2002 by Recorded Books. When the body of an upper-class boy turns up in the sewers of Blue Gate Fields, Inspector Pitt is shocked. Not only by the incongruity of an aristocrat dying in London's worst slum, but by the vile circumstances of the death. The boy had clearly been violated before he was murdered. And when the boy's family refuses to answer questions, Pitt and his wife Charlotte become more determined to solve the crime, even if it means tearing down the facades of an oh-so-proper family. And now, Blue Gate Fields.
Chapter 1. Inspector Pitt shivered a little and stared unhappily while Sergeant Froggatt lifted the manhole cover and exposed the opening beneath. Iron rungs led downward into a hollow chasm of stone that echoed the distant slither and drip of water. Did Pitt imagine the scutter of clawed feet? A breath of damp air drifted up, and immediately he tasted the sourness below. He sensed the labyrinth of tunnels and steps, the myriad layers, and even more tunnels of slimy bricks that stretched out under the whole of London and carried away the waste and the unwanted, the lost.
"Down here, sir," Froggatt said dolefully. "That's where they found him. Odd, I calls it. Very odd."
"Very," Pitt agreed, pulling his scarf tighter around his neck. Though it was only early September, he felt cold. The streets of Blue Gate Fields were dank and smelled of poverty and human...